The homily on Palm Sunday is traditionally brief to allow the Passion to speak for itself. So I'll just offer one point of reflection today. And as we meditate upon the sufferings that our Lord endured in his Passion and in his death, and that is the power of the cross. Jesus' sacrifice is greater than the total of every sin that would ever be committed from the beginning to the end of the human race. And every sin that we've ever committed and received forgiveness for, whether it's through baptism or through confession or for venial sins, any of the ways prescribed by the church, that forgiveness has come through the power of the cross. So if we think of our own lives, how many sins can we think of that were forgiven through the power of the cross? Every angry word or thought that we've ever had is forgiven through the power of the cross. Or every time we've skipped Sunday Mass, or lied, or disobeyed our parents, or every time we've sinned against purity, or every time we've acted out of greed and those sins have been forgiven, that forgiveness has come through the power of the cross. How many more sins do we have that we can't even remember? We probably sin dozens of times every day. And every single one of those that's been forgiven, that's come through the power of the cross. And how many sins of our family members and our loved ones and the people around us have been forgiven through the power of the cross? What do we have in our lives that has any value if we don't have the cross? If we don't have forgiveness of our sins? The cross is the only path to union with God, because it's the only path for the forgiveness of sins. And so our greatest treasure is the cross, because the reality is, without the cross, we have nothing. And with the cross, we have everything. And so I encourage each of us, as we reflect on the Passion today, to realize the power of the cross in our own lives, and to treasure the cross and to engrave the cross deeply in our hearts, so that we can recognize the power of the cross within each one of us.